So that's much better there. Personally, I think it's like in a perfect world, everyone would just use mainline and everyone would be happy, and this would be a dream world. And while I'm a Yola developer, in my own opinion, what post-marketers, what they do is awesome. And if everything would work this way, we at Yola, we probably wouldn't use Sony OSP, but the world is not at its place. And so I still advocate to use hybrids, especially if we have an open platform, which also has open communication. This is still why I think Sony OpenOS is still a good target to port to. And a lot of Android applications or Android, even just Android ROMs have the problem. They don't have the blessing of the vendor. So as long as you do it for yourself, it may be fine, nothing will happen, but you don't know. A lawyer can write you a fancy letter and tell you why are you doing this, and now you're broke and you know. And that's about you. And we as Yola, we cannot do that. So that's why we choose only Sony Open Devices. And then one thing, especially if for someone that's unexperienced, going to Sony Open Devices trying to start a device is easier because there's existing structure and guidance there. And open communication, it's not like someone behind some back channel where you have to talk to